This week on Stuck in Beta,
we're drinking vanilla Mind Flayer, eating firecracker pop Oreos, and ranting about planned obsolescence.
Why does every washing machine and stick vac break in 2 years?
We also talk Harry Styles, Battlehawks football, and hitting the pavement with Ruby and Moe.
Plus, an entertainment block with The Punisher and the Big Bang Theory spinoff.
And Josh finally has a new video dropping tomorrow. Let's go.
Woo!
Hey, Josh, it's the Stuck in Beta show.
Woohoo! Man, you know what? Hey, I'm Josh. I guess I should have said, yes, it is, Greg. Glad to be here.
Man, we had a little trouble starting off here. You were having so many computer issues, which I should have been able to handle because, you know.
Because you are the computer tech guy.
Well, I still do that stuff, just not, it's not like my, I don't really get into the hardware and all that general day-to-day as much as I used to. So, like, going back to that stuff, I'm like, okay, well, what is that again? How do I uninstall something?
You were very patient with me as opposed to
really?
Just being like, move!
Oh. I felt like I was about ready to say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, just in case anybody is curious, for whatever reason, on my Google Docs, my cursor disappears as I'm trying to move it around the screen. It'll pop up, and I can see it on the top up in the like search bar. But then as I move my way down, it just completely disappears off the screen. So we asked our friend Gemini for some help. She gave us all kinds of tips. We were changing all kinds of settings. And next thing I know, everything on my screen goes essentially completely black.
Yeah.
The background, the font, everything. It was all still there. So we had to uninstall and reinstall Chrome. And now I'm back to square one. Still can't see my cursor.
Yeah. AI tends to screw you sometimes, I guess. I've been ready to drink a beer,
yeah.
You know, and you're just taking your time all this computer stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, let's get into it.
So what we got today is one of my, in the series that we've been, the ongoing series of what's in the fridge that's been there for a long, long time. That's not really a working title, I guess.
Yeah.
This, we may or may not have had it. You say we have. I looked, I didn't see it in any of our shows or any of our Beer 30 episodes. Vanilla Mind Flayer. So Mind Flayer actually comes from Stranger Things. So yeah. I don't know.
I tried finding specific information about the vanilla. I guess it's a variant because there's actually just Mind Flayer from Dark Age.
I did find when you found that on Untappd.
Yep.
If you search on Vanilla Mind Flayer in there, you'll find it too.
Oh, okay.
But this, it even says on the can here, sour IPA brewed with lactose sugar and aged on cherries, pineapples, and vanilla beans.
This doesn't sound like something that would keep for a while. I could be wrong, though.
I didn't say that it would.
No, I know. I'm just, that's my concern.
It's got kind of a reddish hue to it.
Yeah. The pictures that I was seeing of Mind Flayer, it looks a little bit more pinkish. Here. Looks a little more pink in color. Oh. So you'd have no idea how old this is, huh?
The bottom, there's some
sediment.
So I kind of.
Smells a little funky.
Well, that's the funk of the sours, right?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to taste it. Still sour. Oh man, that seems really sour to me.
I don't find it
really.
It's sour, yeah. Ooh. But I don't find it, you know, puckering up type.
Really
sour, yeah.
I don't know.
Smell is not too great.
Mm-mm.
It's got So I get sour cherry more than anything. I don't get any vanilla at all.
Yeah.
Now, man, I'm trying to tell you, trying to figure out what that smell is.
I get more of like a pineapple flavor.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
Maybe that would be.
Didn't we brew one that was like a pineapple?
Pineapple wheat. Yeah.
I get that to an extent.
Yeah. Yeah. I get maybe the reddish color is just kind of throwing me off, thinking more sour cherry.
I don't know.
But sour pineapple.
I'm not sure that this is aged well. I'm not sure that it's what the flavor should be. But it's sour to me.
Honestly, I don't mind it. I think it really depends on your, you know, if you can take those sour, it's got the sour candy taste, actually, more than anything. A lot of these, you still get that alcohol burn or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting that from this. Are you?
No, not really.
I just get like sour and sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get much sweet.
Oh.
I'm going to check my camera real quick because I think Ruby might have bumped into it.
What should I do to her?
I think I'm good now.
Okay.
I think she's fine. I don't know. This is not one that I'm going to rate very highly, so I'll let you go first.
So Narrow Gauge, they have a lot of good beers. This one has been in my fridge for probably 3 years.
Oh my God, I had no idea. When you said it's been there a while, I'm thinking like.
Oh wait, let's look at the. Maybe even longer. So,
maybe longer.
Looking at the recent activity on on Untappd. So the last person to actually drink one was March of 2021.
Oh my God!
And then before that, it was pretty consistent in 2020, so it must have came out in 2020. So
I swear we had this on our Beer 30 channel.
This may be 5-6 years old.
Oh my God, Greg, that's crazy.
That's the roulette, the beer fridge roulette.
That's a good name. We were working on the title there.
Because you never know what you're going to get. So, obviously, I can't rate this on a brand new beer.
Right.
Because it's been in there so long. Like I was saying, Narrow Gauge has some great beers that we've had. This beer, I honestly don't hate it. I'd probably give it a B. Because I'm not minding the sourness.
Mm-hmm.
And the funkiness. You, on the other hand, sounds like you're not the same.
Yeah, I'm not digging it. Yeah. I swear I've seen this. Maybe we didn't publish it or something because we didn't care for it. I'm going to keep looking because I swear, when you said 2021 or 2020, I think we tried it way back then and we did not care for it. And maybe it never got posted.
Oh, you know what? I actually really enjoy this now.
Wow.
I don't know. I took another drink. I'm like, I kind of like this.
Here it is. Narrow Gauge Vanilla Mind Flayer. We tried it in September of 2019.
Holy crap. It was never published?
Never published. I think I watched this not that long ago, and I said we need to publish, but I remember it's just you and I reviewing it, and I did not care for it. And I don't know why it never got published, but... I think I chose to not publish it recently because I didn't like it then.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go.
Just not for me.
7-year-old beer.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what the color was back then compared to what it is now. Because I don't think it's the same.
Okay. And that's our beer segment.
Well, oh, this thing is off the rails from the beginning. I mean, look how much younger we are in 2019.
Yeah. That was before Peter.
Yeah. All right. So now that we're past that.
Okay. Okay, that'll pass that. So, what's been going on for you? Hey.
Oh well. Hey, I'll save my old man rant and old technology woes and machine problems to the how to fix it workshop shop talk segment at the end. But it's been a rough day in my house, and maybe the last couple of weeks. I need to just stop right now because I'm just going to keep going with my rant. But anyway, I'll go to something more positive. Mother's Day we had celebrated last weekend.
Yes.
We had a pretty good time. It ended up just being Lori, myself, and our daughter Lexi. We went to a winery in town, Wild Sun.
Oh,
Lori's like, I just want to go there and hang out. And we invited...
Close to your house, so it's...
Yeah. We invited our moms, and neither of them wanted to come with us, which is weird because they always want to do that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they wanted to stay at home, so we were like, okay, whatever. And we went, and, you know, I was kind of like, I know you and I kind of have probably the same feelings when it comes to wine. It's just like, nah, I don't know. It's not my favorite. Kind of all tastes pretty similar.
I'm fine with it, but I'm not like a connoisseur. Well, am I with beer either?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So
I'm definitely not a wine connoisseur, but we went and it was super crowded there, you know, because it was a beautiful day and Mother's Day. And we got a couple bottles and I ordered, I'm like, hey, just get a bottle of this and a bottle of that. And they're like, two bottles? I'm like, well, there's three of us, you know, probably. So we get a couple bottles and Lori brings, I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago we had a Friendsgiving with our friends Mike and Tammy, their house.
Yeah.
And we got these wine glasses. Did you guys get those? Do you remember the ones that they don't have a stem? They're just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, stemless wine glasses.
Yeah, but it's like very fat at the bottom.
Yeah. Did those say Mr. and Mrs.? Or no, that was... We got ones from our wedding that says...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says like happy friends or
yeah,
something like
just
that.
Something,
yeah,
just something friends-related quotes that are on both of them. So Lori took those, and I don't think that's the proper glassware to have, because I was like chug, filling it up, and you know it was only like that much at the bottom, but I think it's a lot of quantity, and so I'm drinking the wine and feeling pretty good, and then chug, and we're just sitting there talking, and you know, kind of like people watching and all that kind of thing, and man, it hit me. All of a sudden, I was like, whoa, I'm feeling like a little loopy over here.
I don't know how to drink wine.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're having some snacks and stuff. And then Lexi's like, oh, we're out of wine. She goes, I'll go buy another bottle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. So we drank some more. And, you know, by that time, I'm like feeling really like I'm feeling it. I'm feeling pretty good. And Lori's like, I'm driving home. I'm like, okay. Luckily, it's just, you know, like a mile away. So we go home and I'm still feeling pretty good, and we got to talking about Harry Styles. Are you familiar with Harry Styles?
Yeah.
So Lexi had mentioned back in, I don't know, several months ago that he was going to be doing a residency in New York at wherever it is that the Knicks play, Madison Square Gardens. And it's like a 30-show stay. And she looked a long time ago, and she's like, oh, it's so expensive. There's no way. You know, so if this is me after several glasses of wine, I'm like, let's do it. And I slapped down my credit card on the table. We bought three tickets to go see Harry Styles in October at Madison Square Gardens. And so now we're going to be taking a trip to New York City.
Well, you got the thing, but most people, they plan their trip there before they start thinking of the activities. You are like... Activity, we'll figure out how to get there, you know.
Actually, I would say we always do that.
Really?
We always try to, like, find a thing and then plan everything around it.
Okay.
Like concerts, we've gone to see Dave Matthews, 311, whoever, in different areas, and then we're like, oh, we're going to go because that's going to be an awesome event, and then we find the, you know, plan all the other stuff around it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Strike what I just said. We bought our Disney tickets before we bought our airline tickets.
Right.
So
that was, it was definitely an impulse buy, and the next day, Lexi sends a message. She's like, you guys don't have buyer's regret or buyer's remorse, do you?
What?
Like, what did we buy? No, it should be fun. It's her birthday's in October, so Lori's like, this will be your birthday gift for the next 5 years.
So, yeah.
Have you ever been to
New York?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. We wanted to go on our honeymoon, but that didn't happen. And, you know, it'll be 10 years next year and we still haven't gone.
They were immediately thinking, like, trying to plan all the, like, see all the destinations and stuff. And
so expensive out there, though.
Yeah. That end, I can just imagine it's going to be hard to get from one thing to the other. Like, if we wanted to go see the Statue of Liberty and Central Park and, you know, like all the things, it's probably going to be super time consuming. And if you're only there for like 4 days or something like that, it's like, I don't want to be racing around to try to cram everything in.
So speaking of New York, this has nothing to do with anything I did, but I was watching and racing around. I just watched this YouTube guy that I'll have to figure out his name, but he did this fast food challenge with his friends. Like, they had two people on a team. It was two and two, and they started in Times Square, and they had to roll. Well, first, they had to, each of them, both people on the team, both had to have a hot dog, a slice of pizza, and then they had to go to any fast food place, and there was a roulette. Like, you had to roll your dice. If you got, like, a number four, you had to order that from the menu or whatever, and you had to finish it all. And then after that, you had to get a dessert. It's pretty interesting because they ran up and down. And I was thinking, you just said, it's going to be hard getting around. I'm like, I just saw people go all around all these restaurants and hot dog carts and stuff. I mean, they were just walking. So there is so much just from walking distance.
Yeah.
You know?
I imagine getting on the subways and all of that kind of thing and then walking, there's a ton. But it's huge there. And I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, it's not somewhere like that we've been. We used to be very intimidated about New York City, but now I'm looking forward to it.
It can't be, like, I guess not knowing where everything is, you know, that's intimidating. And it used to be like, you'd always think of New York as, hey, you tourists, get out of here.
Yeah,
you know,
rude and,
hey-o.
Yeah.
Angela.
Yeah, but I went to the Battlehawks game last Friday, St. Louis Battlehawks.
I still haven't watched the game. I'm sorry.
They won. It was like 31-20, and so a couple things that were kind of funny is we go in. We wanted to get there early, and because it was Ricky Prohl bobblehead.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Ricky Prohl is the head coach, but he used to play for the Rams back in the day. And so they had a bobblehead giveaway for him. I don't know how many they gave away, but it was actually a very low attendance game for the Battlehawks in comparison to others. And I don't know if it was because it was a Friday night or, you know, what the reason was, but it was only like 16,000 people, which they typically get somewhere close to 30,000. And
oh wow.
But we get there and literally like maybe 20 people ahead of us, they ran out of bobbleheads. And we saw we could literally see everyone carrying them around. So we go up as we're going up the escalator, like they're the guys that were handing them out, they're like, "Hey, if you go check out at this other gate, you know, it's not as busy down there, so they may have some left." So Lori and I raced down there. My mom and Kevin stayed back and got down there, and they had just ran out too.
No.
So we didn't get it, but that was okay. So we make our way, we get some food, and I think we got Sugar Fire, which was really good. And we make our way to our seats. Well, we get down, and like, I was super impressed. Kevin got us front row seats.
Right.
And that was at like near the one end zone.
Oh, that's cool.
So we get down there and there's a lady and her like, I don't know, teenage kid sitting in our seats. We had four and they were like in the middle too. And I'm like, and the game had just started. And I'm like trying to go up to her like politely, and people are trying to like stand up because the ball's kind of coming back down towards that end of the field. And, you know, so I'm feeling like I'm being rude standing up. So I'm trying to squat down. And I'm like, hey, these are our seats, these four right here. And she's like, no, these are our seats. We're I, you know, whatever. And I'm like, this is row B. Here's my phone. I'm B, 234, whatever. Yeah. And she's like, no, these are ours. This is mine. She's like pulling up her phone and she's like, acting like she's looking. Yeah, I'm row one. I'm like, but there's no row one. And so we're standing there with our food and like, what the hell, you know, this lady's like not even trying to like show me her seat number or anything. So like three rows back, there was a couple empty seats. So we moved back there and sat. And then like after a few minutes, Kevin's like, oh man, I'm not going to put up with this. He goes up and finds an usher.
Yeah.
And comes down and they kicked him out. And she's like, the usher like apologized to us. She's like, I have no idea what they were looking at or what they were looking for, but they were definitely not in the right spot. So we ended up moving down.
I wonder if they were even in the right section, you know?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Hmm.
But right after that, then they were marching down the field and they scored a touchdown. And the guy who caught the touchdown like ran right towards us. Like it was that close.
Oh,
it was really cool.
That's awesome.
But it was fun. So I did a little bit of research because this is the UFL. And I'm like, well, how is the league doing this year? Because is The Rock still an owner of it? Or part owner?
I don't know if he still is.
I feel like he may have sold part of his or something like that. But I think there's a pretty large ownership group of the league now.
He's a co-owner, yes.
Okay. I think it's a lot of people. And
50% Fox Sports owned 50% of the league, while the remaining 50% is shared between Johnson, his former wife, and business partner Danny Garcia, equity firm Redbird Capital Partners.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, it was, I guess they've changed a lot. I know they've been marketing a lot more heavily. And it's funny though, because you used to follow it quite a bit. Now you don't follow it at all.
It's not, I mean, it comes during baseball, and this is when I get, especially how the Cardinals are doing, I'm more interested in keeping up with that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they have their season at this time of year in May, April, May. But they're 7 weeks into it, and the Battle Hawks are, I think, tied for first place because they're 5-2 with the DC team. And I know they've made a lot of rule changes to try to make the games as high scoring as possible. That's one of the things that I read. And I saw that actually their TV viewing has increased like year over year and is continuing to head in the right direction. So they have multiple ways that they make money. You know, obviously they want people there, and because they make money off of like concessions and, you know, all the things, and it's good for the city and all that. But some of these teams are in such small markets that their teams draw like a couple thousand for attendance, but they'll get like a pretty good amount of viewership on TV because they have pretty good deals with like Fox Sports. Well, you said Fox Sports is an owner, and
yeah,
some other like ESPN, ABC, like a lot of them all will show their games. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if it has some longevity or not, because that was a shame to see the dome so empty.
Yeah, I guess I went to one of the games, the Battle Hawks, and a couple years ago. It was fun. It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's I guess, like I said, it's because it falls on such a weird time of year, and I don't know.
Yeah,
wish I need to get more interested in it, but.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of like, I remember back in the day, they used to always say that the Cardinal games were more of it was like the place to be, as opposed to they weren't really the strong fan base. Like, this was probably in the, I don't know, during like the Albert Pujols days, where it was like people would go to the game just to be a part of the scene, as opposed to like being really into the game.
So yeah, I could see that.
I feel like that's kind of the way it is with the Battlehawks game. Although there's a lot of passionate people there, but it's kind of one of those things. It's just fun to go and like hang out, even if you aren't an active follower of the team, and
yeah,
you know, really all that concerned about what the record is and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
So, it was Mother's Day weekend. That's kind of the weekend that I get my garden started. So I got that going. I had so many plants. I got all of them from seed. Well, there were a few. So I think I told you last week that I planted some seeds that were supposed to be like the little jelly bean tomato.
Yeah.
And they grew to something else. Who knows what it is?
So you planted those?
No, I didn't bother planting those because I don't know if they'll end up being like viney weird plants.
Oh, man, that'd be something.
So I still have them in pots. I haven't moved them over, but so I did buy some little cherry tomatoes and grape tomatoes. But everything else was from seed, so I got like cucumber, tomato, ton of tomatoes, different varieties of tomatoes, and like one pepper plant. That's all I got.
Oh, man.
I mean, the problem is I never do very good with peppers anyway.
Yeah,
so
I never have either.
I'm like, well, I have one that survived from seed, so we'll see how this goes. And so got that going.
You've got quite the green thumb when it comes to getting stuff started like that inside.
We'll see how it goes outside. I saw this big fat rabbit this morning.
Oh, of course.
And I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. And I sent the dogs out to chase the thing. And I want the dogs to like pee and scare it and, you know, get kind of a, then it may not really want to come around here. Mm-hmm. But also it looked like the one garden looked like it may have gotten some moles in it. So I'm like,
oh, man. Ugh.
But they're probably not after the roots. They're probably after the grubs or in the ground.
Worms and stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, got that. And so I'm hoping, I think I have a, did you, planted some already?
I did a couple small.
I have a couple more. I don't know if you have any more room.
Yeah, I've got some room. I did two tomato plants and then a, not cucumber, but I think it was squash and zucchini. And one of them this morning we noticed had a flower on it. I need to build a trellis on the back of my raised bed so that I can have them going up. And then I have some room for probably a couple more tomato plants or whatever.
I have a few more. You can have them because okay. I literally have no more space.
Yeah.
So all I'd right. have to look on what they are. I think there's a Roma. I think there's an early girl.
Okay.
Maybe a beefsteak. I don't know.
Cool.
So, this week. So I've been lately when I do the dog walks, I try to do it about every night. I'll walk the dogs. And lately I've been doing a longer route, which it's just a little further down the road. And there's like, if you know my subdivision, there's a gravel road that runs around the back.
Okay.
And so it adds, I don't know, about another not a quarter of a mile, but, you know, extra.
Mm-hmm.
So my three complete laps ends up being about 2 miles exactly. Hmm. So I've been doing around 2 miles. So the other day I decided, you know what, I'm gonna try running.
Nice.
I'm gonna see what happens. And I was just doing the flat parts. I wasn't running uphill or anything just to see, get going or whatever. And it felt pretty good. The hardest thing was getting Mo, my schnauzer. He runs great. He's really good at running with me. Her, on the other hand, she'll start grabbing the, jumping at me and doing all sorts of stuff. So Now, she's got one of those harnesses where we have it hooked on the front because when we have it hooked on the back, she pulls the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah?
So I switched it, and it, I guess it makes her more comfortable. So she's able, she does run, but she does pull me like a dog sled.
Yeah, she's got a lot of puppy in her still.
Yeah, but I've done that. Yesterday, I kind of took it easy because I kind of went 3 days in a row pretty hard. So I went easy yesterday. I'll try and do it again tonight. But I've been doing pretty good with that. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe another 5Ks in the future. You know, you want to do another 5K?
Yeah. I'd be up for it.
When's the last time you ran? Do you run as
I have
often?
Not been. Yeah. I have just like whenever I've been hiking or something, I think I'll get the, I don't know, like the feeling or whatever. I'm like, I'm just going to jog a little bit on the trail. Yeah. And that's fun. I would say the last time I actually ran was actually, we had a really warm day around, I think it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. It's been a while.
Oh yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. I like it, and it's something that I don't do that much exercise, so it's nice to get something out there.
Yeah, that's
actually
good.
I mean, walking's good, but then you add that, it adds a little bit more.
Yeah, you should look out there and see. I know we talked about going for one of those like fun runs, like a
beer run or
beer or a cupcake
donut run.
I'm actually going on a walk tomorrow. Walk for a cause kind of thing for mental health awareness or something with Lori's work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're walking in it. So I don't know if there was a running option for that or not, but I know that wouldn't be something that Lori was interested in. So
I know we're walking. Not in all those, a lot of those type or a lot of times are just walking though. I've noticed
it might be.
So, well, we got a snack. You
yes.
Wanna... see what that's all about?
Yeah.
Let's do our cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too. All right.
We have a long history on this podcast and the YouTube channel of trying the latest and greatest Oreo concoctions. And this one, my wonderful wife, Lori, picked up for us today whenever she was at the store. And it is called Oreo Limited Edition Firecracker Pop Flavored Cream, artificially flavored. So this is...
Is artificially flavored a part of the title?
I mean, it is there in the corner. So it's like the... You call it a bomb pop.
Yeah.
The red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And on the picture here, it looks like it's a... What do you call that? A yellow Oreo cookie?
Oh, the
vanilla.
Golden or whatever they call those.
And their flavors are supposed to be blue, raspberry, lemon, which we were both surprised that the white, I guess, is supposed to be lemon. And then the red is cherry. And there's supposed to be three individual layers, red, white, and blue. So let's see if it actually turns out like that.
Oh, it doesn't have a top peel thing?
Yeah, it does. Oh. Yeah, good call. Although I don't know if anybody's gonna be finishing these. So. Oh yeah, they.
Oh yeah,
they don't look as the layers don't look as clean as they do on the package.
No, but. It's like Aqua Fresh toothpaste.
Yeah. Oh man, the smell, the aroma is definitely like some kind of I don't know,
a candy.
Fruity.
Man, that is a thick layer, though, of icing. That is a lot.
So what are you going to do? Two bites?
You always shove the whole thing. I'll just do two bites, probably.
I'm thinking about trying to split it up into two, but I'm afraid I'm going to make a huge mess.
But I don't know if I'll be able to taste them individually.
Right.
So.
I mean, I get it.
I am tasting all of them.
It's similar to the... I mean, I could definitely say that this has a similar flavor as a Bomb Pop. I don't know that I would know that though if you just if I it was like a blind taste test and you said and somebody said, "What does this taste like?"
I think the blue raspberry, you really pick that up. If you told me this was blue raspberry icy or Slurpee, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's what it is." Honestly, these are pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I'm going to have a second one.
You mentioned that we tried Fruity Pebbles flavor, mm-hmm. you thought? And this kind of reminds me of that similar flavor. Yeah, these aren't bad. I'm going for
it. I went all in on that one.
Oh, yeah, look at you. That's what I'm going to do on this one.
So you said earlier, do we have a beer that goes with Firecracker Pop?
Mm-hmm.
Now this is cherry and pineapple and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
You probably are still like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah. The icing is, to me, it seems softer and creamier than typical Oreo icing.
Yeah.
Like smushes as soon as you bite down.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Those are really good.
Oh, damn. I'm going to run out of battery on my laptop. Gosh. All that time we wasted.
How much time do you have left?
I don't know. I just turned on battery saver.
Oh.
What does it say here? It says 30%. It doesn't tell me how much time I have. All right. What else is going on? These are good.
Yeah, these are, I'm surprised. They're really good. So I've been watching, I've actually, just in my spare time, it's kind of like what's on in the background, Big Bang Theory. Because yeah. I never really, I watched it for about maybe half of it. I never really watched the entirety of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying it, but I just saw the other day there's a spinoff. So there's been the Young Sheldon, which was a spinoff. I never watched that. And there's another one, which I think is about his brother and her wife, I think, Sheldon.
Hmm.
Okay. So this would be the third spinoff.
Oh, really?
Stuart fails to save the universe.
Oh.
So this is the most bizarre spinoff. So I don't know if you remember, you've watched the show before, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Off and on.
So the comic book store owner, it's centered around him.
Oh.
And he was like such a strange character to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's going in different universes. So it's a very... Very, like, I don't know if it's like a quantum leap type situation where each episode is a different universe and he has to do something to fix it or something like that. But the trailer kind of gives you, like, that idea. He's with, so at the end of the series, he had a girlfriend. I think the last two seasons, he had a girlfriend. She's on it. Brian Posehn was... He was a geologist at the lab.
Hmm.
What was his name on it? I can't remember his name on
that. The tall guy with the glasses.
Beard. Yeah. You've probably seen him. He was on Mr. Show. Mm-hmm. He's been on a lot of things. And then the other guy with the speech impediment, Barry Kripke.
So this looks, like high quality.
I know it doesn't. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like a sitcom, you know.
No, not at all. I wonder. Did you get like a vibe? Is it kind of like a comedy, dark comedy, or
I'd say dark comedy type thing.
Hmm. Weird.
But it's got like that, like different universe, almost like. I don't know. Like some parts of it, you're like, this kind of seems like a Walking Dead type thing, but they all kind of gather back at the comic book store at some point. So I don't know if it's going to. And at one point, it looks like like a version of him from the future comes back to tell him that to do all this stuff, and it's like totally off the rails. And I don't know. I'll watch it to see how it is. But like, I'm like, this is really ambitious for something, you know, especially for a side character that was barely, it wasn't like, you know, when they did Frasier, that was a pretty big side character, I think.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any precedence for that, for a side character that goes in a different direction to have a movie and or show that has a completely different feel, because like you said with Frasier, it was very similar. It was a sitcom.
Yeah. It was a different location, sure. I guess the feel was similar though.
Yeah. But this looked like, it was completely different.
Yeah. So,
yeah, interesting.
So another thing I've been watching, Daredevil just wrapped up last week.
I can't wait to have some time to watch that.
The new series. And after that, they released the the Punisher one-shot. It's like an hour long. I don't even know if it's an hour long. Probably like 45 minutes, like a short movie or whatever. Oh, yeah. And it's Jon Bernthal or whatever. And man, this is a violent show on Disney Plus, you know.
It's just one and done? It's just one episode?
Yes, So it kind of, without spoiling anything, basically you know the premise of Punisher, like his wife and family were killed.
Yeah.
And he went after that crime family. Mm-hmm. And basically, his work is done. He's done all that. He's killed all that crime. Now what does he do? And he's, like, his brain is all, like, he's already got this PTSD from being, a Marine? Mm-hmm. Or what? And he has all sorts of PTSD.
Yeah.
I said it wrong, sorry.
I knew something was wrong with that.
PTSD. So it's kind of him, a lot of him seeing stuff and hearing stuff, and but then it really kicks off into the end, and you're like, this is like a gigantic video game.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's,
does it have any connection to Daredevil?
You may see a character from that show.
That's so strange that they would just have a one.
Well, he's going to be in the Spider-Man movie that's coming up.
So did it have, or like, you think that's going to connect to Spider-Man then in some way?
It didn't really give any like weird connection at all. And all I wanted was more, you know, I'm like, I wish it would have been longer, you know, but.
Yeah, that's so strange to put in that much production quality for a short run, like mini movie.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him in the upcoming Spider-Man movie, so hopefully he'll have a big role in that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is good. Oh, and this is kind of a spoiler. The very beginning starts off with Mother by Danzig.
Yeah.
That song. It's a great song. Just had to throw that out there. You still watching Game of Thrones still? Yeah.
We're in season 6, I think, now. So then the last 7 and 8 have fewer episodes, but we're loving that. And characters keep dying. That's so frustrating about that show, is that, I mean, they set the stage or the precedence for this back in like episode, I don't know, 2 or 3, where it's like the characters you like, they end up killing off or they get killed, whatever.
And, so don't go falling in love.
Yeah. So I mean... I don't think this is a spoiler by any means, but I'm pretty sure Peter Dinklage's character remains for the entirety of the, that's what I'm saying anyway. I mean, he's the number one name on the credit, you know, whenever they,
right.
So you wouldn't think they would kill him off, right? I don't know. Does that ever happen? I guess it does. It's kind of like, what's that show called? Mayor of Kingstown, where there was characters that were in the...
I didn't watch all that. I watched the first season and then I was done.
Well, like every year, it seemed like every year there would be like the cast and the credit score or whatever it's called at the beginning. You know, it would show like their picture and then like the actor's name. But it would change every year because people just kept dying.
Oh.
And they would bring on a new character and you're like, oh, who's that? And then they'd end up getting killed off too.
So don't like the new character, huh?
Yeah. So that's all that we've been watching pretty much other than Beard Meets Food. We're still addicted to that guy. And that, like, I turn on YouTube and it automatically plays, I feel like. That guy's got such a huge following.
Yeah. Been watching the Cardinal games. I've been enjoying watching them.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch part of the game yesterday, and they're doing really well. They came back yesterday in the ninth inning and won.
Yeah. It's been kind of our Saturday night routine, just hanging out on the deck, throwing the TV out there and watching the Cardinal game and drinking a couple beers. Huh. Yeah.
Well, if you ever need any body to hang out.
All right, you're not out in New York or something.
Oh, gosh, I don't have any travel plans for a while. I had this idea. I don't know how far we can take this, but this was, I guess we're kind of getting into some of the old man rant type. We could do a segment or even just rebrand this podcast into old man rant type.
Old man rant
type stuff. But so one thing that got annoying for me earlier this week, and now you can see it on my screen here in the bottom right corner, I started getting X's like for everything, and I'm signed into Microsoft, and it keeps telling me every time I like go to upload something or stick something in a folder or whatever, it's trying to upload it to my OneDrive, and it gives you 5 gigabytes free, which is like nothing.
Yeah, that's
so I'm like constantly getting these pop-ups. This is because I have a relatively new laptop, so I don't have everything like set yet for like making sure that I turn stuff off or notifications or whatever. So I keep getting these notifications saying, you need to upgrade for more storage, you know, for your OneDrive or whatever.
No, I don't.
Your files are going to be lost, you know, all that stuff. And between that and then like Google often doing the same thing, although I think I have plenty of space on that now. And I pay like $1 or $2 a month for them to have
for OneDrive or OneDrive. That's what.
Yeah. It's like,
Google One,
Google Drive or whatever. Google One. So I was just like thinking the other day, like, man, all these companies are just constantly like trying to take our money and you're constantly playing a form of defense where you're like, no, I don't want to pay you for like, you know, I just feel like they're always trying to, it's like a form of they're not guilting you into it, but they're like trying to make you feel like, oh, I better do this or else I'm going to lose this. And I just wonder how many people will just by default go, okay, well, I'm going to spend the $20 a month or whatever.
Yeah, honestly, that subscription model has been very successful.
Yeah.
Think about all your streaming services. Mm-hmm. They're all monthly, and then they, about every year, they raise it. You're like, well, I'm not going to get rid of it. Yeah. I still watch that.
It's only $2 more.
Yeah, but they've done $2 more for the last, 5 years. You're paying $10 more, you know?
Yeah, stupid Netflix is like, I don't even know, $25?
It's really expensive.
Yeah.
And I was paying for the higher plan. We had to pay for the higher plan in order for Molly's grandma to be on our Netflix. Mm-hmm. Well, so she had passed away a couple of years ago. Well, my parents were. Mm-hmm. Then I go, well, why don't you get on ours? Since I go, I'm paying for that extra one. Well, then now suddenly, apparently we don't have it anymore. You have to pay for this even higher plan to do that. If you want to pay to have, you know, another person that doesn't live in your house, mm-hmm. I'm like, good night.
Yeah.
They're not on the same IP address that you... It just it drives me nuts.
Yeah, it was just something that, like, I don't know, I noticed it the other day because I'm constantly like, I feel like saying no, no, no.
Yeah.
And yeah, it like you said, drives me nuts. But continuing on with the rant, going into our shop talk segment here, I've had a series of unfortunate, like, failures with technology and, like, I guess machines or appliances or whatever over the last couple of months. So we had my laptop totally crashed, had to get a new one. Well, I guess before that it was my phone. And then, like, in the last week or so, I've had a variety of things just totally break. Like, I have this lumbar knob on my truck on the seat, and I went to turn it the other day, snapped right off.
Oh.
Like, what the hell? So I ended up, you know, finding it online. I can buy a replacement. It was like $11 or whatever. No big deal. And then we have one of those stick vacs, and it's not a very, like, high-end one, but, you know, it's just a simple one
yeah.
that has rechargeable battery. One day it has a nice little LED light bar on the front of it and the roller bar or whatever. And one day it just, like, starts flickering. The light starts flickering and the roller bar stopped working. So it still sucked, but just didn't do a very good job. So I started taking that apart and found that, like, in the handle, there's just, like, these two wires that go up from, like, that roller bar all the way to the power. And one of the wires was, like, disconnected. It's like, but how many people know to, like, unscrew it, take it apart, and then I have a little soldering gun that I was able to, you know, put it back together.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, like, it's so cheaply made that they just end up throwing it away
yeah.
and going into the landfill. And, you know, I was able to fix it and it works fine now. And then my lawnmower has a kill switch. So whenever you're finished mowing, the only way to, like, shut the motor off is you have to push the off button. And I've replaced it once before, like last year, I think. And the other day, whenever I was mowing, I went to shut it off and it wouldn't shut off. I had to, like, pull and push the wires back in. So I guess a wire's, like,
that's
come
a weird,
disconnected.
I don't get the reasoning for that.
I have no idea. But I replaced it and now it's not working again.
Because I know mine, you know, you have the like on the bar, you just
for
hold
the blades.
Yeah, you hold that down and
and then it shuts it all the way off.
You let it go. When you let go, it shuts it off.
Oh, yeah, mine, it keeps running. It's a 30-inch deck, so it's a little bit bigger.
Oh, what's the 30-inch deck?
And it's hard to move the thing without it running, so I guess that's why, because to turn the blades, you can turn the blades off but still, like, move the mower around with the power running, and then you gotta shut it off. But
so it's got
self-propelled
yeah. even without the blades moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have this which is a stupid one, but it was annoying. This happened to be yesterday. One of the houses that I'm working on had a bunch of leaves. Actually, I got a video coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this is in that video, but I have this leaf vac, I guess you call it, that it has a bag and
like the canvas
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to unzip it and the stupid zipper broke off.
Oh.
And I was like, come on.
I've had one of, have you ever had, is that one of those where it's the leaf blower, but you can put it on the other side and it becomes a,
yeah, it flips around.
Yeah, the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had one of those in a canvas bag. I'm like, oh, this is working. It's sucking up the leaves. But at my old house, you know, those spiky gumball seed pods, whatever you call them. You suck a few of those up, they poke holes in that canvas bag, and soon you have a hole right in the bag.
Hmm. Well, I thought, I'll just be able to replace this bag. Well, I threw the bag away yesterday while I was there, and I failed to realize that there's, like, the plastic fitting thing that connects I threw that away with it, and when I went to look up the bag online, you can find it, but it's just the bag. It's not the plastic fitting that connects to it. So I'm like, did I just ruin the whole damn thing? And then to top it all off, our washing machine, this is the one that got me really, really irritated, was I don't know, a week or so ago, it started acting kind of funny whenever we were doing a load of laundry. It like got to the rinse and spin cycle, and it seemed like it just kept going and going. Like it would rinse and spin, and then it would rinse and spin again. And I think it did it several times, and I'm like, what is going on here? And I finally like canceled the run once like all the water was drained out, and you know, threw it all in the dryer, and like I don't know what that's about. And then like a day later, it, or the next load rather, it senses, you know, like how much clothes are in there. And it just kept saying sensing. And then it took forever for it to like finally start filling up with water. And then it ran, and then like yesterday it got to its like run cycle, filled up with water, washed, and then just stopped and left with a tub full of water.
Yeah.
So we canceled that. We were able to like get it to drain out and everything. And then today Lori's like trying to do like wash rugs and all this stuff, and it's not doing anything. So I tilted it back, looked up underneath it, and there was a bunch of like black oily stuff that was like all over underneath of it. And I used Gemini like you were doing earlier to try to diagnose my laptop problems here. And it was like, oh yeah, that looks like your transmission, some kind of like transmission fluid, I guess, is essentially leaking out, and you need to call a technician to have that replaced. I'm like, oh man. So she gives me a list of like ones in the area. So I call this guy, it's called Fenton, appliance repair. I talked to him on the phone for a few minutes, and he was like, yeah, I can't really get there until Monday. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. And he kind of tried to talk me through a few things, and he's like, it sounds like a belt. I'm like, no, it's not a belt. So anyway, Lori's like, she's like freaking out. She's like, I can't wait till Monday to do laundry or whatever. So, I'm like, you know, I started doing the mental math. I'm like, okay, a technician probably just to come and look at it, it's going to be like $150, let's say, or whatever. Okay. I don't know. I'm just guessing. And then if they have to replace a part or two, or maybe he just tells me, yeah, just get a new one. I don't know. But I'm like, I'm a couple $100 in, and then what's going to fail next year, you know? So all this stuff is just so disposable now. I was getting so frustrated. So I could look on Lowe's, and I'm like, yeah, new washing machine's like five, for the exact same model, which my machine is 11 years old. The average lifespan I looked up is 10 to 12 years old for a washing machine. And I'm like, well, just get a new one. You know, it's like $600 all in. And I was going to have it delivered tomorrow and really like take advantage of convenience, which is like another $100. But we got plans all day, and they give you a window from like 8 to 8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no idea when they're going to come. So that's why I asked you to borrow your dolly, and I'm going to go pick it up.
So do you know that Lowe's has a recycle, you can throw your old one?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
In the back of Lowe's, there's a big truck.
Oh, okay.
With recycle stuff.
Oh,
I've taken
cool
washers and stuff over there.
That's a good tip. Actually, what we were planning to do with it, we've done this kind of thing before, is behind some of our rental properties, we just have left things in the alley, and people come through regularly to like scrap metal and stuff.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, I'd rather do that and drop it off here locally as opposed to drive it all the way up to the city.
Yeah, they have, for all appliances, you just walk in the back, you know, behind the store, you'll see a big truck with,
okay,
at least that's what it was, I don't know, a couple of years ago, last time we did it, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It just seems like I'm cursed here lately with a bunch of just things breaking.
So we've had some stuff with the washer before, and I've where it like the water kept running, and you're like, what? Why is it still running? And it says rinsing or whatever. Like it's still run. Just unplugging and plugging it back in. Kind of.
I've tried that.
Rebooted whatever problem we had. And before we were getting some error code or whatever, and I bought a whole new board to put into our, I think that was like $80 or something, maybe even less than that.
And so this, I was actually thinking about this in the shower this morning, that I feel like the clothes washing machine is probably the, in our house, the most important appliance that we have. Like everything else that we have, we can, I was trying to think through everything. Like dishwasher, it's not that big of a deal.
Coffee maker, though.
Yeah, and we have a spare.
Oh, you have a spare.
Because, Lori, we have had an issue in the past where it failed in the morning or whatever, and Lori's, or like you break the carafe or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Lori's got a spare in the storage area for that. But, every other, like we have three bathrooms. I know I sound a little bougie there, but you know, so if a toilet goes down, you know, we have a couple backups and got extra showers. And I'm trying to think, like cars, that's not even that big of a deal anymore, because it would be like a minor inconvenience, but I would probably take the time to diagnose. It's not like I'm just gonna run out and buy a new car,
right?
Because it's not running. But a clothes washer, it's like, I don't know.
You kind of need that.
Laundry backs up in an instant, and there's no other way to... I mean, we're not going to wash them in our kitchen sink.
Yeah. Go down to the stream and
get
the... What do they call it? The washboard.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, she was saying, like, am I going to have to take our laundry over to Lexi's? And I'm like, I'll just buy one. God, it's so stupid. That's one thing you just... I feel like... We're spoiled to.
I mean, that's
that.
Also, yeah, there's laundromats too. If you had to.
True.
You know, it's not,
but
it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's not like, in a couple days, Lori's going to run out of clothes. And she's like, all she can wear now is her high school graduation gown.
That's where we're at by Wednesday for sure. No, and I'm like, well, I will say I probably don't have that many pairs of underwear. I probably have maybe like eight or so.
Oh, no, I have a lot.
Socks.
And I found what I like. I like the Old Navy brand boxer briefs. It's soft and they got fun designs.
You got them all.
So this is not sponsored by Old Navy, but.
Oh, man.
But it's good underwear.
It's
and
good to
inexpensive
know.
Too.
Hmm.
Go to my link at I don't know.
Yeah. What have you been working on besides that microphone stand?
Yeah, I know. I'm playing with the microphone stand. You know, remember I talked to you about that Yahtzee game we made?
Yeah, Yardzee.
I actually found the videos the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking through my, your photo, Google Photos.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I went back to, was it May 2019? Now I'm never going to find them again.
Yeah. You can't search by Yahtzee or Yardzee or anything like that?
Well, not by the video. It's not going to know.
Oh, it won't. Oh. What about dice?
I don't know.
It just popped up. Dice is what I put in. It's a picture.
Wait, you have a picture. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. What day does it say?
Oh, I lost it. I don't know. I'm kidding. It is... The date is... Yeah, May 4th, 2019.
Okay, there we go. So anyway, I found the videos...
And is there a completion to it?
Soon. I don't know if there's a completion.
I don't think we ever like played it.
We never played it. But all we got to do is show playing it or something, and then we got a video.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. It was a video of Millie that popped up, and it was from that time. And yeah, see, you're like cutting the blocks and staining them, and of course...
Yeah.
And vacuuming
up dust.
So yeah, actually, there is more that we had than I remember, and us actually painting them, and this was a pretty jank way that we had.
What is that?
We cut out a piece of a sponge.
That's clever.
and just dipped them in paint, and I guess that was our dice.
I have a few videos too. This is of you doing some of the work. You're doing some sanding here.
Oh, so okay. So you, I got what you did, and you got what I did.
Yeah, we just need to put it all together.
Yeah. So we have another video out there.
Huh? Yeah, we just need to put it all together.
That would be a good one to get out because it is that season. Speaking of that season, I really need to get that scorekeeper stand. I want to make the drink. It's the drink holder and scorekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a hard thing to do. I just need to put it together. I had some ideas of just folding it down, having some handles. And
yeah.
Because my old ones were big and bulky. I'd like something that I could fold down when I take places.
Yeah, that would be nice to have for sure.
So that is about all that I've been doing. I tell you what, I told you last week that Peter's bike has a bent frame. Well, normally you can tighten the spoke on one side, loosen on the other, and straighten it out. Well, that doesn't work if your spokes are kind of broken too.
Oh.
So it looks like we're going to have to go to Facebook Marketplace, get him a new bike.
Oh.
But
is he does he love his current bike?
I mean, he's not like a, I mean, he likes, right. I just don't want it to get too far out and he's,
yeah,
you know, he wants to ride his bike. And now if it goes too far out and he's like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So
I was going to share these comments with you that I received on one of my videos, but I have to get in unless you can get in. You might have just gotten a code because I have to re-sign back into my there. Okay. All right. So I'm going to pull up the How to Fix It workshop YouTube channel here and look at the couple of comments that I got on this old video from this guy who was apparently having a bad day. And I was just like kind of caught off guard by his attitude. I think it was on Mother's Day. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have a mom or something bad happened to him on Mother's Day. I don't know. Let me find it here. Kind of.
I'm seeing comments, but.
Oh, why is it always default to this? Let's see. Give me just a second.
Man, you're fast at this.
I'm not. Well, I got to re-sign into everything because technology keeps failing me. All right. I'm going to go over here to community and then things I responded to. So this was a couple of days ago.
Okay.
It was on my DIY laundry room countertop / shelf video that I put out like 6 or 7 years ago. So what this is, it's a very basic shelf that just goes over your washer and dryer to use as like a place where you can store stuff or fold your laundry or whatever. So this guy writes, I guess it's a guy, I don't know, his name is Lily Fair. So I don't know if that's a man or a woman, but it says, extremely stupid. No, everyone has a wood shop at home with a bunch of clamps, saws, sandpaper, and so on. This is aimed at about 0.1% of the population. And I replied back, I said, I understand not everyone has a full workshop, so I try to offer alternative methods or simplified steps whenever possible. At least twice on the video, I mentioned that a shelf could be made from a sheet of plywood that the home center could cut for you. And so they reply back. Yeah. And the reply was even more dumb. It said, just stop trying, dude. You make mountains out of molehills. Way too complicated, tooling intensive, time consuming, and laborious for a simple shelf. My fault for watching, ultimately. I'm like, wow. Dude, I was just like, I'm not going to fuel this anymore. I just like, thanks for the feedback. Have a nice day. But I'm like, to go to that level of like extreme to like, you make mountains out of molehills. Do you know what that phrase means?
Yeah.
I think you're the one making a big deal out of this.
Yeah, you're the kind of, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you got to take the comments. It's just, just how they, you know.
It didn't bother me by any means. I just thought it was hilarious that somebody was like that angry to put that out there. Like, what? Okay. And then to fight back again, like, I'm like, well, hey, I pointed out that you can, there's alternative methods. And they're like, just stop trying, dude. Okay. Good luck to you, Lily Fair.
Well, there you
go. Have a nice day.
Yeah. So there you go. People suck.
People, machines, technology. Yeah. They're all letting me down here lately. I don't know what's going on. Well, not you, though, Greg.
Okay. Well, here. I tried.
Not Ruby over there either. She's a good girl.
All right. Well, it's been a great show. And thanks for joining us for this journey of ranting and happiness.
Yes. Ranting and happiness. Is that the title of this one?
Yeah. We'll see you next time.